Sir Edmund Hillary has been called away at very short notice to help the team at Scott Base with a search and rescue mission. My name's Steve, and I'm a penguin scientist working here in Christchurch. Let me take over the tour for a short while and share with you some New Zealand penguin information. Penguins are flightless birds, all of which breed in the southern hemisphere. The name penguin is believed to come from the Welsh pen-gwyn, P-E-N-G-W-Y-N, meaning white head. That name was originally applied to great auks, flightless birds that lived in the northern hemisphere before being hunted to extinction in the 19th century. Great auks looked similar to penguins and also were unable to fly. Penguins are primarily birds of the sea and have distinctive adaptations that allow them to exploit their marine environment. Some of these adaptations are readily apparent, such as the dense coat of feathers and the short paddle-like wings. Other adaptations, such as salt glands, are not easily recognized. Penguins differ from flying birds by having a much heavier and more robust skeleton. Flying birds need a lightweight skeleton, but swimming and diving birds like the penguin have bones that are dense, giving greater strength and reduced buoyancy. Penguins literally fly underwater, a unique method of locomotion assisted by short wings modified as paddles and short legs at the rear of the body. The wings are covered in very short, stiff feathers that are not waterproof. Waterproof wings would prove to be too bulky on underwater paddles. All species of penguins have much in common. They mostly have blackish upper parts and whitish underparts on both the abdomen and flippers. This helps to camouflage the penguin against the lighter sky when viewed from below and the darker waters when viewed from above. The feathers are waterproof and interlocking, providing an effective barrier to water. When on land, the feathers provide the best insulation against a cold wind. The insulation provided by their plumage is helped by thick fat deposits beneath the skin and a countercurrent blood supply to their exposed legs and feet. Penguins are essentially diving marine birds, but they are birds bound both to the land and the sea, the land for breeding and the sea for feeding.